The one is, actually, it's kind of a fact, really. Low income. There's a lot of low-income people that are downtown.
That was the basis of the interview I just had over there with the lady beside us.
She
feels like what is happening down here isn't necessarily going to help those that are already in a low-income situation.
No, it won't. It won't.
And why is that?
Because it's not something that they're going to benefit by, because, of course, you put a condo in, you know, those condos will probably be offered for sale. They'll probably be anywhere from $300,000 to $500,000, depending on the structure of how the developer does it.
Mm.
And that doesn't provide low-income people with the facilities they need. If they put in a grocery store that isn't a niche market, where it's going to be higher prices, but if they do something with average pricing, then yes, it'll help them. If they bring in another drugstore, you know, those are key things that the downtown is missing. You know, when Giant Tiger closed, that created a big hole. Because you've got the Quinning Living Center, you know, you've got a lot of seniors in there that are, they're on fixed incomes. So now they're having to go outside of the downtown